This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Kennedy, you want to explain the scenario of what unfolded and why it may have been a Karen yesterday?
Somebody ding-dong-ditched Carson yesterday, and he ran down the street to say, "Why'd you do that?
How dare you?
You're not cool.
Youth."
Mm-hmm. I think that wraps it up pretty quick.
Shakira is from Brockton. You obviously don't believe I was a Karen, right?
Well, I mean, as a fellow Karen myself, I can understand why you're doing what you're doing. But I would also say, in support of what Dan has said, it's nice to see some of the old school things come back. It's relatively harmless, so yeah. It's nice that kids are doing kid things again. But the flip side of that is, like, I think of other reasons why I would be upset, like if I had just put the baby down to sleep, if I'm an elder person. So I think chasing them down the street is one thing. Maybe give them a little bit of counsel. Butting heads with who's right or wrong, they're never going to admit to it. You could have had the door wide open looking them in the face, and they still would have said, "No, I didn't do it."
That was the crazy part, just saying, I dropped my phone, bro.
Really? You have someone in your house? I mean to say that kids lie. It's what you do. from as soon as you come out the womb,
for
you're
some
saying,
reason.
"No, I didn't," and I don't know why that
children
is.
Children are gaslighters, Kennedy. They're
right.
Gaslighters.
Oh, okay. We have somebody.
I will.
I don't think that's what that word means, but go on.
So I feel like Shakira felt like I was a Karen. I don't know if I like that call or not.
Well, she was kind of 50-50.
She was. All right. So we have somebody who would like to remain anonymous.
Good enough.
And you obviously think that I was not a Karen, correct?
I do not think you are Karen.
Hey, let's go. These are my people, Kennedy.
All right. And why is that?
So my son, he has a friend who has a grumpy old neighbor, and they would ding-dong ditch him a few times. And one day they were stupid and did it twice in one day, and he had the cops waiting for them, and they ended up getting charged with harassment. So you could have been a Karen and charged them with harassment.
You know, you blank around and you find out. Carson.
I'm just gonna say, I didn't know that was a possible charge, but thank you.
I would love to know. You say they did it a few times. How many times did they do it to when he had to call the police?
Yeah, they did it more than once, definitely.
She's remaining anonymous. She's not giving all those details, Tim.
Yeah, at least you didn't call the cops.
All right, Katie is from Weymouth, and you also believe I'm not a Karen, correct?
That's correct.
Oh,
I would say normally, yes, you are. But in this case, I have 2 little kids. They're napping during the day. If someone messes with that nap, that could mess up literally my entire day, night, you know, into the next day if, like, their sleep is thrown off just because someone decided to be a punk. So
I will say this, too, and I don't know if I mentioned this in telling the story. Where I live, I'm right at a crosswalk on kind of a busy street. This happens once a week. Somebody, you know, ding-dong ditches my doorbell. It happens all the time.
Do you have a Ring camera on there?
No, I do not.
It is time to put a Ring camera on
there. I could not. There's so much traffic and stuff that happens. I don't want to see it. I'd spend my entire day in front of the camera.
Well, you can fix it that it'll only tell you if, like, somebody's ringing.
Right.
You know?
I feel like both anti-Karen calls were centered around they have babies in the house that could be napping. You don't have a baby in the house.
Dan, we don't need to qualify the reasons they support
you. You're just an angry 55-year-old man.
Kristen's from...
Maybe he was napping.
Kristen is from Rhode Island, and you also believe I was not a Karen, right?
Good God, who took these calls?
No, you were absolutely a Karen.
All right, thank you. It's about to damn.
You chased them down the street, so you doubled down as a Karen. And I have a baby at home, So I don't know if that happened.
I mean, I didn't chase them. I didn't chase them down the street.
I gotta tell you what, I would hate to be someone who ding dong ditched one of you moms out there. Right now.
It was like I came out the front door. My house is right on the corner, so they made the corner, and I just scurried 10 feet
to
the corner.
You don't get to back it up.
And then I stopped at the corner. I didn't follow them up the street.
I'm with you on opening the door and being like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Well, they turned the corner as I was opening the
door. Turning the corner to harass is where I lose you. You lose
exactly.
If you're going to do it, do it.
I hope they come back and see to your house on Halloween.
Kristen, I thought you were my people. Apparently not. I'm rooting for chaos.
So she's my people.
Mm-hmm.
Barrett says about Carson's ex. Could he be a Karen? Let's check the facts. They were walking through town. Kids were on the fence. It got real tense. Carson said, it's closed. Don't you have any sense? Barrett wanted to bury himself underground.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
It really is.
Keep your nose
high.
You're on his street. Karen Carson gonna bring the heat.
Somebody said Karen, K-A-R-E-N, or Karen, K-A-R-Y-N, or Karen, K-A-R-I-N, or C-A-R-Y-N. No matter how you spell it, this is Carson behavior.
Carson is a rat. Somebody said most of the women are complaining because they have babies. I guess we can only hope that you were mid-production of the Friday free-for-all and you were unable to complete it. Got him!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.